Chapter 4. The Tin Man. Dorothy and the Scarecrow walked into a forest. It was dark, and there were many trees. Suddenly, they heard a squeak. They looked around and saw a Tin Man. The man stood like a statue, with an axe in his hand, and he didn't move. He tried to move his arm, but nothing happened. He pointed his finger to a can of oil on the ground and squeaked again.
"I think he's trying to tell us something,"
said the Scarecrow.
"He can't move," said Dorothy. "Maybe this will help."
She took the oil can and put some oil on the Tin Man's joints. Immediately, the Tin Man moved his arm up and down, and there was no more squeaking.
"Oh, thank you. Thank you,"
said the Tin Man.
"You saved me. Oh, good. I can move again. Now I can cut trees again."
"What happened to you?"
asked Dorothy.
"I got stuck here 2 weeks ago,"
the Tin Man explained.
"I remembered my true love and started to cry. My tears made my joints rusty, and they stopped moving."
"What happened to your true love?"
asked the Scarecrow.
"She didn't love me, because I haven't got a heart,"
said the Tin Man and hit his tin chest. It made an empty sound.
"Listen. I haven't got anything in here. I want a heart, but I'll never have one,"
said the Tin Man and started to cry again. The tears made his joints rusty. Soon he was stuck and started to squeak again. Dorothy quickly put more oil on his joints.
"Now stop crying," she said, "or you'll get stuck again."
"Why don't you come with us to see the Wizard of Oz?"
suggested the Scarecrow.
"He can give you a heart."
"Really?"
asked the Tin Man.
"Oh, yes,"
answered the Scarecrow.
"I'm going to ask him for a brain, and Dorothy is going to ask him to help her. She wants to go home. Of course you can ask him for a heart."
The Tin Man stopped crying and smiled.
"The Great Wizard of Oz? Well, let's go. We mustn't waste any time,"
he said, and he started to walk down the yellow brick road. Dorothy took the oil can.
"Maybe we'll need this again," she said. "He cries a lot."
The three friends and Toto walked until it was dark. They were very tired, and they rested under a tree for the night.